Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fat Girl Chronicles. We are here. We're back. We're ready to talk about food. I have with me my lovely co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, everybody. This is Kenny, your brother in the struggle.
Yes, and I am Vicky, the professor of food. And we're here to, I know, right? So this week, we're going to actually talk about one of my favorite food, the best pizza. Best pizza places, best frozen pizza, alternative pizzas, etc., etc. Okay? So let's run through, I guess the first thing we should do is run through the list of all the pizza places. Ken was just here looking them all up, and we were like, who's that? I don't know who that is. I never heard of that place, so sorry for the people who we've never heard of, because we're not going to mention you. So we're based in Jersey, so we're going to talk about the ones that we're sort of aware of or have eaten at. So let's see. We have Domino's, Pizza Hut, Little Caesars, Papa John's, Blaze Pizza, Sbarro, California Pizza Kitchen, CeCe's Pizza, even though we only see the commercials for it, I've never actually been. Ken is making me say Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes. That's our first introduction to pizza.
No, you have Friday Pizza Day at school.
That doesn't count.
That does count. That's your first introduction to crappy pizza. But I will always look forward to that little cheese square that you would get. Like, what? Pizza day!
Right.
That was the best thing ever. And then when you got to high school, they actually had pizza pies. So you would walk in and you'll see the tall, all the boxes lined up high. Like, yes! It's pizza! So...
And don't forget Papa Murphy's, even though we haven't had the experience.
I don't know where Papa Murphy's is. I don't know if that might be a West Coast thing or something, but...
I'm pretty sure our listeners can tell us if they had a Papa Murphy's experience
before. Yeah, definitely let us know if you ever have heard of Papa Murphy's. Okay, so, Ken, what is your favorite pizza place?
This might surprise you, but I love Papa John's.
Papa John's.
And Papa John's, if you're familiar with the New York area, they just recently got Donkey of the Day from the Breakfast Club because the owner said that his sales are down because of the NFL thing that's going on right now. So people aren't watching games and they're not ordering Papa John's pizza. Whatever. I love their pizza. It's a sweet sauce and I like a sweet sauce.
Yeah. Their pizza's all right. I personally hate her. My favorite is Pizza Hut. I love the buttery crust. It is moist. It is fluffy. I love the cheese. And what is so amazing about their pizza is that it tastes amazing the next day. So when you're up in the morning and you're like, oh man, I have to cook breakfast. And if you're a fat girl just like me, you'll grab a slice of that pizza out the box.
You about that morning pizza life.
And right? You'll be eating it. No, no, no. Let's finish it, though, while you're cooking breakfast. So I'll be eating my cold pizza with my pepperoni and pineapple. Don't
see,
judge
most people
me.
People can't appreciate a cold pizza. I'm a cold pizza guy. I can eat it warm or cold.
Yeah, and matter. I think Pizza Hut... It stays moist, you know.
People judge me for eating cold pizza.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. If you ain't never eat cold pizza, you can't be my friend. And so I'll be eating that pizza, and I'll be scrambling my eggs at the same time.
Sidebar, can you do cold chicken, too?
Yeah.
All right, we cool.
Well, why couldn't you?
I get judged on my cold food eating stuff.
Well, yeah, a piece of cold fried chicken is good.
Exactly.
Whatever. Do you do the one piece of bread wrapped around the chicken? Oh, you ain't that good.
I can't be telling people all my business.
You ain't. That's a hood thing. You know what? With the piece of bread wrapped around the chicken, that's what I love so much about.
Put a little hot sauce.
Marvel's Luke Cage is that, what's his name? Pops? Or he was just sitting there outside the barbershop eating a piece of chicken wrapped with a piece of bread. I was like, this is real. Somebody in the production team said, you know what? We're going to have him eating. What can we have him eating? And they didn't do anything too foolish, like sitting there eating watermelon. He was actually there with a piece of chicken wrapped in bread. And I'm like, see, this is real. Because my dad does it and I do it too, okay?
So Pizza Hut is your favorite, huh?
Pizza Hut's my favorite.
All right. What about Domino's?
See, all the other ones are just like, eh.
No, I like Domino's.
Eh.
I don't really have a problem with any of the pizza chains on this list. I think because I'm a foodie on the inside. Yeah. So
I mean, they're okay. If I could have Pizza Hut, I would take the Pizza Hut over a lot of them. But I do really like Sbarro, though.
Oh, Sbarro is the expensive truth. You hear me?
But like their pizzas, their one slice is the size of your head, so...
Right, and it's going to be costly.
It's going to be costly, but I do like them. And a lot of times they're all over college campuses. Like when you go into the centers, the malls, the rest stops. Those are their places to be. I don't think I've ever seen a Sbarro restaurant sitting by itself.
Right, like a standalone restaurant.
Yeah, I've never seen that, so I don't know.
What about Little Caesars? Little Caesars get talked about a lot, like as in not being good. But I like Little Caesars.
See, Little Caesars is just kind of like okay. It's just like Papa John's. It's just okay. Sorry. And then you have Blaze Pizza, which it's kind of like a cook to order type thing. So you come in, you're like, I want that crust, I want that sauce, I want those toppings, and it's like a little conveyor belt, and then it goes through, and they throw it in there, cook it. And then you pick it up at the end.
And by the way, Pizza Hut is the highest grossing pizza chain.
See?
On this list, I'm
looking at. Because it should be with their buttery crust.
$12 billion.
Their deep dish, beautiful, golden.
And they have buffets too. If you go to some of the
the nice restaurants.
It's a carb buffet basically, but it's a buffet.
Well, hey, whatever.
Carbs and a little bit of salad.
Yeah. And then so then there's CeCe's Pizza. That's a buffet too. And I only see commercials for it. I have yet to actually get to one. I don't think they're in the tri-state area of Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York, or Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware. I don't think it's in any of those tri-state areas, so I'm not sure.
I never had Blaze Pizza. I never had CeCe's Pizza either.
Well, wait, why have you never had Blaze? There's one right there in Newark. You never? What? It's actually kind of decent, and they have, just for the listeners, I think I might have mentioned this before, I am technically supposed to be gluten-free, all the time, I ignore that, so at any given moment, I have a gluten belly, because my stomach pops out, and I'm in pain, and all kinds of stuff, because I just don't care. And all I just right. deal with it. But
it's not your therapy session. I don't need you to rationalize why you love food.
So, Blaze has a really nice gluten-free crust that you can order. Just make sure you tell them to cook it longer, just because it needs to be cooked longer. Because I was like, this is kind of okay, but then once I baked it longer, it was a lot better. They can't cook it as short amount of time as they do the regular dough.
All right, what about California Pizza Kitchen?
That's good, too. But that's, like, I would get, like, the, you know, like, the chicken and onions. You know, like, some, like, a fancier. I'm not going there for a slice of pepperoni.
Right.
That's not what California Pizza Kitchen's for. I'm not doing it. I'm not wasting
going
my money.
Going for a gourmet-style pizza?
Exactly. What else? Are those the main ones?
Those are the main ones.
Oh, wait. You know what? You want me to put it on the list? You talk about your Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese has the best pizza ever. Like, I would go there right now. Adults go there and just order just pizza and don't even take their kids to go play with the balls or anything like that. Love Chuck E. Cheese. One of my favorites.
Well, I haven't been there in years, so I can't say if has the pizza gotten better? Because when I was a kid, I remember being nasty.
No, that's not true.
It's
always been good.
No. And one thing to keep in mind, guys, is that in this area, we have amazing, amazing local pizza joints. So most of the time, the average person around here has their favorite pizza place. Right. And it's not one of the big chains.
Right.
We all have what we like to go to because they have the best this, the best that, whatever. So, you know, for every corner, there's a pizza place, you know. So we're lucky that we have that. A lot of my friends that have moved away from this area are basically heartbroken because they can't get a good pizza. The good pizza is a Domino's. And you're like, wait, what? No. It should be, you know, somebody whose family has owned it all these years.
Right.
And when you went in there as a kid, you remember the other kid working there. And now that kid is running it because he's been family owned your whole life.
Oh, but we almost forgot Papa Murphy's.
Papa Murphy's, who we've never heard of.
Never had it before, but I'm pretty sure one of the listeners that has had Papa Murphy's
before. Yeah, so if you've heard it before, definitely hit us up on any of our social media. If you've eaten it, I don't know.
Right, so Papa Murphy's is a take-and-bake pizza place. So basically, they prepare the pizza for you so you can cook it at home. It's the only chain to ever offer it.
I don't know if I like that. Y'all better cook it for me. I ain't got time for all that.
Well, they're making a good amount of money because
they're
number five on the highest grossing pizza franchise list.
Well, maybe because it's probably all California based. They're like, I want the gluten free with the fresh onions and the organic tomatoes. Sorry for my California listeners. That's wrong. I shouldn't have said that. But y'all know it's true. All right. So I think that's it for the pizza places. What are some of your favorite local pizza place?
Favorite local. I'm glad that you asked. You're not going to believe this.
What?
Best pizza I ever had. Well, it kind of comes from a chain, but it's also local. Costco's pizza.
Well, oh, I guess we should have mentioned that. That doesn't count. That counts into the pizza, the chain pizza place.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Like the local one.
Costco's is Costco's is Costco's. Same with Sam's and BJ's, in which the hot dogs are longer than your arm. It's all the same. So you have to move that back into the pizza places.
Okay.
Okay? So any of those big warehouse-type stores.
Okay. I'll put it back.
Yeah, put it back. It's a franchise pizza place.
All right.
I'm talking about the locals that only have one spot.
Okay. Well, I'll take it way back. I don't know if you're not from this area, but are you familiar with McCory's department store? It's kind of like a Woolworth in a way.
Oh, wait, there's the CC's in East Rutherford?
Oh, we're going to have to go.
The Bronx? Is that North Brunswick? Is that what that is?
We're going to have to try that out.
Yeah, North Brunswick.
So McCory's was a department store like a Woolworth from back in the day. They all closed down. But it was something about this McCory's. And even though it might have been that this one is another one that might have been a franchise, but not really. Like the local McCory's, their pizza, it was such a special experience for me to go shopping downtown with my mom in Newark, and then we just go to McCory's and just get a pizza. It was the best pizza ever. But if you think about it, they had local people come in and rent the space. So this is really a local pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And McCory's is one of my favorite. It was a childhood staple.
Okay. I think, for me, one of my favorites is PJ's Grill and Pizza in New Brunswick. So I'm a proud Rutgers alumni. I went to Rutgers, the New Brunswick campus. And so, obviously, as a college student, I ate a lot of pizza. So we tried so many different pizza places because basically Easton Avenue is pizza place every other shop is a pizza place or a bar. You know, you hit up the bar all night long, and then when you start stumbling home, you get the dollar slice of pizza.
Nice.
So PJ's Grill and Pizza. I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this place because a lot of times a student would work there, so therefore they could just walk right into any of the dorms and drop off the flyers, no problem. Nobody would question it. So I got the flyer. I was like, oh, you know what? Let's try this place. I was like, called up. I'm like, I want extra cheese, pepperoni, and pineapple. And because I love extra cheese. They always have to say extra cheese because a lot of times they'll just give you like scant amount of cheese. And as y'all know, I love cheese. So I was like, let me do that extra cheese. So the pie comes. And, you know, thank you. Pay the guy, tip him. Because, you know, I might be broke, but if I can't tip you, I'm not going to order. I open this box. The cheese is overflowing. You can barely see the crust. It is filled with cheese. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then what made it so great,
now I want to go,
is that the bread was good. The sauce was amazing. The pepperoni was spicy. The pineapple was nice and sweet. And the cheese were flavorful. So it wasn't like it was just extra cheese. It was a good pie on top of that. So you fast forward a few years later, my little brother goes to Rutgers, New Brunswick. And I tell him, and I'm like, Curtis, order from PJ's Pizza anytime you order pizza. He's like, oh, all right. And because he doesn't listen, he eventually gets around to it. He finally actually orders from PJ's. So I was like, no, but you gotta order extra cheese. He was like, okay. So they ordered two pies. They get extra cheese, and then they get, like, something else. They get a regular whatever with no extra cheese. The pies get there. Obviously, one pie is overflowing with the cheese. And the other pie looks like the stepchild of pizza. And so he calls me. He's like, you didn't tell me this pizza was going to be like this. If I had known, I would have ordered them both extra cheese. I was like, I told you.
Several times.
I told you several times. Do the extra cheese because it's amazing. And you're not like.
You want to go today?
You're not ridiculously charged for that amount of cheese. That's what's so great about it. And so, it's a great pie. So, that's one of my faves.
I have another one.
One time I did have, I parked against traffic to get to, because there was no parking, but there was a spot and I didn't feel like turning around. So, I parked against traffic. And
so you risk getting a ticket.
A cop came by.
Did you offer him a slice?
He was like, miss, you're gonna have to move your car. He's like, oh yeah, no. Like my friend's in there, he picked up the pizza right now. I'm going, like, pizza's right there. He's like, all right, just hurry up. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna leave. Got my pie, I was gone. So yes, I did risk unsafe driving ticket or whatever,
careless driving,
whatever it was, they would probably gave me, but like,
pizza, it was worth it.
Pizza's amazing. So I would definitely recommend that if you're in the New Brunswick area. So that's it for, I think, our local places.
One more.
Oh, you have another local?
Frank's Pizza is located at 161 Bloomfield Avenue in Newark, New Jersey.
Shameless plug.
It's definitely a staple of the community. I've been going there since I was a kid, too. It's a business ran by a family, Italians, of course. They've been there for years. I don't even know how long they've been there. But, yeah, their pizza is amazing. They have a little tiny store.
That's all you need.
No parking.
No parking. And preferably with a very greasy spoon-looking plate.
Oh, the pizza is super greasy, but it's so freaking good. And then they don't take no car, only cash.
I know, that's right.
And they got an ATM in the store.
Oh, yes. And then, wait. Do they have pinball machine?
No.
Oh.
But they do have them old school fountain drinks where it's not a flavor, it's a color. So it's a good pizza.
That's how I grew to love pinball machines, is being in the local pizza joint that would have the arcade games. And I would play pinball. Or whatever. Like, you know, my mom would give me a quarter just to occupy me while we waited to pick up the pizza.
Okay. Now, what's your favorite drink to pair with the pizza?
Orange or grape soda?
See, I don't drink soda anymore. I don't drink dark soda anymore. But my favorite drink to pair with a pizza, I have two.
Milk.
Absolutely not.
Milk. I know, but no. Like, seriously, if you look, like, on TV, like, to some of those, like, old family type TV shows, they would have pizza and they would have milk. And stop and think, remember at Home Alone when the milk spilled all over the place, and what was his name, Macaulay Culkin, but whatever his name, what was his name in the movie, oh my gosh, I'm totally pulling a just blank. I can't think of what his name was. But either way, the milk goes all over the place. But what were they doing? Milk with pizza. Listen, I know. But
and when's the last time you seen him in a movie?
Well, he exactly. had, but his parents were stealing all his money, so he had some things he had to work through. But honestly, one of the reasons why I sometimes do milk with pizza is because of this, the acid in the tomato. It cuts it, especially if you're eating a lot of pepperoni, so you have extra pepperoni and you have the sauce. That's a lot of acid.
I like more acid because my two favorite drinks are, back in the day when they had video stores, I would get my pizza and I'd rent me a video and I would do a Crystal Pepsi. What do you know about a Crystal
Pepsi? That's the clear one, right?
That's the clear one, yeah.
Okay.
And after Crystal Pepsi left our lives and then came back and then left again, I love a Cherry Coke. There's nothing that beats a pizza with a Cherry Coke. Like, it's the best combination ever.
Okay, but wait, you're lactose intolerant. Do you drink milk at all or no?
Soy milk. I can't do lactose milk.
Okay.
I do. And I would probably be kicked off the show.
Yeah, I do almond milk a lot of times.
Yeah, anyway. Almond milk, cashew milk.
But,
All right, what's your favorite pizza topping?
Oops, sorry. Favorite pizza, pepperoni and pineapple.
See, pineapple is my new favorite. Like, I love
pineapple. Pineapple's amazing.
People judge me for
it. It's a salty and sweet thing. That's right. All it is. So I don't know why people...
What's a better combination?
...flip out about pineapple when you sit there and have chocolate-covered pretzels. There's a reason why this works. It's because it's a salty and sweet together.
Right.
Duh.
It's like when you do a corner store juice with some potato chips. That's salty and that's sweet.
All right, so frozen pizzas. Let's move on. Frozen pizzas. Because guess what? Sometimes you don't want to order from the local store. You don't want to, or if there's a snowstorm and they're backed up by 2.5 hours in delivery, maybe, or more. So you're like, you know what? Let me do some of these frozen something or another. It's on sale. Let me pick that up. So some of the frozen pizzas we have out there is Glutino for our gluten-free brethren. Ooh. It's whatever. Red Baron. Del Giorno, Elio's, because you gotta do the square pizza, Tortino's, the little pizza roll things, Fresco, and the Stouffer's French bread.
All right. So out of the list that you just gave everybody, my top three.
Okay.
Del Giorno's, Fresco, and Elio's. Those are my top three frozen pizzas.
See, sometimes the Del Giorno, the middle part don't be baking all the way through.
And the Fresco, they have a gluten-free pizza that's to die for. It's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I like to add ingredients to my frozen pizza.
No, that's what you're supposed to do. In my mind, that's what's always understood. Do other people not add extra ingredients?
I'm aware of.
You're supposed to add a little bit more cheese because they ain't never got enough cheese. Some more toppings because it never has enough toppings. Like, that's what you're...
I'll add meat to it. Like, when I did eat meat, I would add turkey bacon to it, onions, cheese.
That's what you're supposed to do. I don't understand anybody who says they don't do that, because that's what I do.
You gotta enhance your experience.
Yes, that's the only way. Whatever. So I think...
Do you got a special plate to put your pizza on, like the little pizza thing for the oven?
I do have a pizza pan.
Okay.
I do have a pizza pan.
You were meant to do this show together.
I guess for me,
you got a pizza cutter too at home?
I do have a pizza cutter, the little one, it like rolls.
Yeah,
I do have a pizza cutter. I don't know, that's just what it is.
You're my best friend in the struggle.
Okay, so I think for me, my favorite will be the Glutino, Red Baron, and the Stouffer's French bread.
Oh, we forgot one.
What?
It's like the cheapest frozen pizza ever. It's only a dollar half the time. Celeste.
Oh, yes! Celeste!
Don't act like you don't know Celeste.
I know Celeste. But then, wait, we gotta mention Hot Pockets. You come on, man. When you were broke in college, you had some Hot Pockets.
I did. I'm not
ready on point. And that's Hot Pockets and Tortino's and the The pizza bagels, the little pizza, they're all together in their own
I'm not going to talk bad about Celeste, because Celeste got me through some trying times. However, I would prefer any one of the frozen pizzas from my top three over Celeste.
See, I really like the French bread pizza.
From Stouffer's, right?
Yes. It's like, it's big, it's chunky, it has like, it's the garlic bread, basically. It's like the Texas toast type bread.
Okay.
And then you got your pizza toppings. I'm like, it's amazing to me, so.
All right. From the pizza franchises that we discussed, do you also order like cheesy bread, which is just basically pizza with no sauce?
If there's a deal or if I have a coupon.
See, I just like cheese and bread, whether it comes with sauce or not.
Like, I do too, but if I ain't got a coupon, or if it ain't happening, for what? Because a lot of times, you know, it sits there
it's
for a while.
It's a carb fest. Why not?
Yeah, but sometimes it's going too deep for me. So, I will just go and do just the straight pizza. So, unless, you know, other than that, I'm not really ordering a side.
So, if you don't want our local pizza, you don't want one of the pizza franchises, what do you have for us, Professor of Food?
Okay, so then you have making it yourself, the alternatives at home. So, I'm sure everybody saw on the various Facebook videos, you have the cauliflower crust pizza. And so, I've made that before. So, like, the first...
Does it have flavor?
Yes. But the main thing is, because you're putting Parmesan cheese and the Italian spices and stuff in there.
What about mozzarella cheese?
No, you don't. The Parmesan cheese is a better binder.
Okay.
Because otherwise mozzarella is going to be more like stringy.
Can you put it on top
stuff.
Towards the end when you put it in the oven?
Well, let me finish.
Okay.
So, the first thing is that you have to get it into the small rice consistency, and then you have to heat it up so you microwave it, and then you have to squeeze out all the water. If you thought you squeezed out all the water, you didn't. Keep squeezing. Otherwise, it's going to fall apart because it's going to be all moist. Then you shape it into a pizza, and then you bake it for a little bit, and then you bring it out, and then you put your regular toppings like as if it's a regular pizza. So whatever toppings you want, put your sauce, put your cheese, put whatever you want.
That sounds like you're preparing a Thanksgiving dinner. Like, you got to turn it into rice, you got to squeeze
it. But then you
the
know you didn't have
moisture,
any
put it in the
bread.
Microwave,
you had
in the
no
oven.
Bread. You know you didn't have
that
bread.
That just seemed like too much
so work. Then you bake it, and then you cut it, and you hold it just like a regular slice of pizza. And it holds its shape, and it supports it. It's actually pretty good. It's really good. I've tried it. It's really good. I also did the...
No, how long does it take to make from start to finish?
No, it's about as long as it would take for you to do a regular pizza dough. Because you got to let a pizza dough rise.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm calling my local
You have to get the yeast and you have to let the pizza dough rise and then you do it. So it's about the same. The cauliflower is probably a little bit shorter, actually. And then you have mushroom caps. So that's when you get the big mushroom and then you scrape out all the inside, you microwave it, or you bake it for a little bit. Either way, you're trying to get the moisture out, you pat it dry, you load it up with whatever your toppings are, put it in the oven, you finish baking it, and you're done. And that's another one that's really good. I would definitely recommend either one of those as your alternatives besides making your own dough at home. But you haven't tried any of these alternatives, Ken?
Never.
Well,
I like the real deal, Holyfield.
Well, yeah, everybody likes the real deal, but it is what it is. Anything else that we're missing for pizzas? For our best pizza that you can think of?
No, but what I will give you is a little trivia. The first pizza, first documented in AD 997 was in Gaeta. I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm thinking about eating right now. Not pronouncing things correctly.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Alrighty. So this is in southern Italy. So that's when the first pizza was documented.
Wow. See? Look at that. You come here, you learn about food, and you gain a little bit of knowledge.
Right. So if you're ever on Jeopardy, your brother Kenny told you, 997 AD, first pizza.
Alright, I think that's about it for our pizza moment. So let's move on to our fat girl moment of the week. Fat girl moment. we're actually revisiting. If you definitely, I'm sure by now you've listened to our first episode. We talk about the best fast food breakfast. A co-worker of mine actually listened to the cast and became obsessed with the Wendy's breakfast.
Oh, it's real, huh?
Yeah, it's real, apparently. A lot of my friends did not think it was real either. And so my coworker was like, you know what? I'm looking up. She found a place nearby. It was in Bordentown. She was like, I'm going to go to this Wendy's. I'm going to get breakfast and I'm bringing it in. So she got the breakfast. She brought it in. There was potato wedges. She ate them. I didn't get a chance to get any. So I can't tell if they're good or bad. Ken didn't like them. Whatever. But she got me the honey butter chicken biscuit.
The honey butter chicken biscuit?
Listen. That honey butter? Oh my gosh. It was amazing. That honey butter was so good. The chicken was good. It was a nice breading. The biscuit was nice and fluffy and flaky. So, like, you really got to hold on to it because this, it ain't a hard biscuit. It's nice and soft. So, actually, it was pretty good. So, to revisit our previous conversation about it, it's pretty gosh darn good.
And if any of you guys are wondering, I'm going to let you know what else is on the breakfast menu for Wendy's breakfast, because once you locate it, you'll be a fan. It'll be awesome.
All three of them in the state of New Jersey.
So you got the artisan egg sandwich, the morning melt, steel cut oatmeal, my favorite, personal favorite, honey butter chicken biscuit, sausage egg burrito, sausage biscuit, seasoned homestyle potatoes, oatmeal bar, asking to warm it up, perfection, fresh baked biscuit, comes with some sausage, orange juice, coffee, iced coffee, honest tropical green tea.
My friend, when she went there, she asked for the oatmeal bar. They didn't have it anymore. They said they stopped it.
Lies.
They ain't have no more. They said they ain't have no more.
We're going to have to call the CEO of Wendy's and bring that back.
Okay, Wendy's, you hear us?
Bring apparently, back the oatmeal bar.
I don't like oatmeal, so don't worry about me.
But it's
really
a good,
care.
It comes with cranberry raisins. It's really good.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Is it more like oatmeal cookie then?
You could say that.
Because I don't like oatmeal, but I like oatmeal raisin cookies. So, either way, that was our Fat Girl Moment of the Week. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So as always, definitely check us out on our social media. Hit us up on Facebook at Fat Girl Chronicles. Twitter, we're at Fat Girl NJ. Instagram is Fat Girl Chronicles NJ. And definitely email us any of your fan food stories at fatgirlchroniclescontact@gmail.com. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Definitely let us know if you have any pet pizzas that you enjoy. Are we completely wrong in our choices? Is there something we should have suggested instead? Did we completely miss a chain that we totally forgot about? Because apparently we have missed other things in the past. So definitely let us know. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Ken, go ahead and say bye to the people.
And let us know if you have any recipes for a pizza alternatives. We'd love to share those with
everybody. Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially if they're healthier alternatives.
Right.
So we're... From time to time, we like to act like we actually understand what we should be doing and, you know, do it. I hope you guys enjoyed this. Everybody, enjoy your day. Bye. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles. Fat Girl, Fat Girl Chronicles.